exactly what we thought would happen, is that the beneficials have certainly been able to manage, and obviously due to the weather pattern as well, where we've had some excellent rainfall events and cool weather, has also helped to minimise the numbers of aphids that we're seeing. But now as we move into the spring, only a couple of days away, that really we'll probably see day temperatures warm up, and we would see normal aphid activity starting to occur from now on. So really, it is a matter of monitoring and watching, and we really need to see how that builds up over the next couple of weeks.
And for those areas where it has spread, say in Victoria, is it in kind of nearly every paddock, or is it more isolated than that?
Oh, look, it's very isolated at this stage. I think it's in the minority, really, in terms of being able to be found. Some areas there are as known to be found pretty much right along the Western Highway in Victoria in particular, and across into South Australia in particular paddocks, but certainly not at numbers that are causing anybody any real concern that we're aware of. But obviously now as the day link starts to warm up, well, then it's a matter of monitoring it and looking at whether or not it's effective or economical to even bother spraying. So, some of the key messages, I suppose, Nikolai, and we've talked about this before, is making sure that we protect those top three leaves of the plant in both wheat and barley and oats, because that's the critical time for grain fill for the plant. And that's where the aphid can have its biggest impact, I suppose, on any crop. Is in that late grain fill phase when we see the head emerge.
And there has, as you mentioned, the opportunity to spray is there. The APVMA granted an emergency permit. Have many people been spraying?
Look, I understand that where there were situations where there was a lot of early growth, particularly in South Australia, there has been some paddocks sprayed, but again, that's very much in the minority at this stage. And we do have also now, Nikolai, since that initial label release, we've done work, and we do have the label rate back to 600 mils per hectare now for chlorpyrifos, and people should continually keep checking the websites and information as we keep putting it out. And in particular, you know, we're working with Plant Health Australia and also Grains Research Development Corporation, GRDC, in trying to keep the up-to-date information out in front of growers, and also obviously through that pest guide monitoring and watching program that's been released on app, there's also some opportunities to keep everybody up to date.
And is the thinking still, if you don't need to spray, don't spray, to try and kind of hold off if you don't really need to?
Oh, look, absolutely. I think most people realise that insects are really beneficial in a lot of ways to the overall ecological cycle within a farming program. So we need to maintain some level of insects, obviously, within the crops where they're beneficial, but obviously when they get to a point where they're causing us damage in the crops, then obviously we need to look at eradication methods to ensure we get the most productivity that we can out of the paddock.
And you mentioned obviously warmer weather, well, theoretically at least, is on the way. So how much more spread do you think there will be over spring?
Look, I think we'll see certainly more sightings of the pest, I would think, over the next 3 to 4 weeks as the temperatures warm up. And we'll probably get more of a handle on just how big an impact it might have in subsequent seasons. We're doing work at the moment also, Nikolai, on bringing forward some of the germplasm that's been developed in the background to try and introduce into the cultivar. So that'll probably take us 3 to 4 years before we'll see that really take shape. So at the moment, we've got to use the tools that we have. And fortunately, I suppose, we have those available to us in terms of chemical control. But also, I think, growers in today have been working with their stubble management systems and looking at where, insects and worms and things can be more beneficial to the actual crop than worrying about trying to control every pest.
Are growers less worried about this than they were when it kind of first was announced and there was that initial, oh, no, it's here?
Look, well, certainly the growers I'm talking to are quite comfortable about what they're seeing. And I think initially when there's any sort of hype around a new pest or disease, there's always the fear of the unknown. And that's just human nature. And as we see things evolve over the last month or two since the original sighting, that people have become more comfortable with the research work that's been done. And they're well prepared, I believe, to manage anything from here to the end of the cropping program, which, is looking pretty exciting at the moment in terms of productivity. Obviously, the prices are another story, but certainly things production-wise You couldn't be better placed at the moment. I think right across Victoria for some really big crops should we get favourable conditions from here to home.